I have a curious habit at mealtime that our parish staff loves to tease me about. We often have the opportunity to eat lunch together, and when it comes time for dessert, I always leave one bite on my plate uneaten. Eventually, someone got up the courage to ask me why I did that, and so I replied, "It's for Elijah." Obviously, that wasn't a very adequate answer. And so they pressed me to explain, and I said, "I thought you'd never ask." I went on. The Jews have a custom of leaving a place setting, a seat at the table, for Elijah at the Passover meal. According to tradition, Elijah will return to announce the coming of the Messiah at the Passover meal. And the Jews want to show him that they're ready for him. And so they leave him a spot at the table. So to show a little solidarity with our Jewish brothers and sisters, I leave a little dessert for Elijah. Just in case he comes at lunchtime, I can say, "See, Elijah, I left you some cheesecake." Now this practice also has a pragmatic, practical side. That custom constantly reminds me to leave a little room, not only for Elijah, but really to leave some room for my religion. Every day. It helps me to remember that faith shouldn't just be something we do for an hour a week on Sunday, and then we leave our faith on the church steps and ignore it for the rest of the week. We should find room for our religion in our daily duties, even in our daily dessert. Today is the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I think one thing that made the family of Nazareth especially holy was that they lived their faith in lots of little ways every day. They made room in their lives for their religion. For example, today's gospel says when they had fulfilled the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. That phrase, "fulfilled the law of the Lord," appears in today's gospel 6 times. You see, the Old Testament contained 613 rules and regulations for Jewish life, all the way from how you wash dishes, all the way to how many steps you can walk on the Sabbath. In other words, Jewish faith was not a purely private matter, just for the Sabbath synagogue, but something that was woven seamlessly into the fabric of their lives. I'm sure Mary and Joseph set an extra place for Elijah every Passover, even though they didn't need to, since the Messiah was already sitting at the table with them at every meal. You see, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph fulfilled the law. They made ample room for religion in their family life, helping them to be a truly holy family. Holiness means integrating your religion into your whole life. Speaking of making room for religion, that always reminds me of this little Johnny joke. One day, a Sunday school teacher of preschoolers wanted to test her students' understanding of how real Jesus is. And so she asked her class, "Where is Jesus today?" Stephen raised his hand and said, "He's in heaven." Mary was called on and she answered, "He's in my heart." Little Johnny was waving his hand furiously in the back of the class and he blurted out, I know where Jesus is. He's in the bathroom." The whole class got very quiet and looked at the teacher and waited for a response. The teacher was completely at a loss for a few seconds, and then she finally gathered her wits and asked how Johnny knew this. Little Johnny said, "Well, every morning my father gets up and he bangs on the bathroom door and yells, 'Good Lord, are you still in there?'" Now, folks, that's not what I mean about making a little room for religion in our daily life. May I share with you the one criticism I constantly hear about Catholics? This is probably the most scathing comment anyone could hear. It is that we are hypocrites. We are hypocrites. People say, those Catholics, they party all week long. Then they just go to confession on Saturday and then line up and come down the aisle for communion on Sunday. Now, we all know that's not true. Catholics don't go to confession. But maybe the rest of it is true, isn't it? Now, obviously, that's a caricature, an exaggeration. But every exaggeration still bears within it a grain of truth. The root of the problem is that we have not made room for religion all week long, in little ways, observing all the customs and the commandments of our faith, like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph did. Here's a real easy way to see how much room you are making for your religion in your life. You can always tell what is important to someone by how they spend their time and where they spend their money. Take a minute today and glance at your calendar. How much time do you spend on your religion in a given week? Then take a quick look at your checkbook. How much money do you spend on your religion in a given week? And then look at where you do spend most of your time and most of your money, and that will tell you what is most important to you. In other words, what you've made room for in your heart. That's where you spend your time. That's where we spend our money. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said that we very much needed the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s. But the reformers reformed the wrong thing. There was nothing wrong with the way the church taught her doctrine. But there was a lot wrong with how Catholics behaved, how we lived our faith, or rather how we didn't live our faith. And that's true today. I am convinced that if Catholics truly lived our faith, made room for religion daily, the whole world would become Catholic. Let me give you one example of someone who is doing exactly that. One Catholic who is really living his faith, Pope Francis. He knows there is nothing wrong with what the church teaches, but we have a lot of room to grow in how we practice our faith. Pope Francis doesn't leave Elijah a little bite of his dessert. He left Elijah his whole papal apartments when he moved out. Is it any surprise that more Catholics are returning to the church after they see his example? Or that non-Catholics now speak about the Catholic Church with more respect and with reverence? Make a little more room for religion in your heart by spending a little more time. Spend a little more money on your faith so that people will stop characterizing Catholics as hypocrites. Maybe you can begin by leaving a bite of your dessert for Elijah. But just make sure the room that you leave for your religion is not only in the bathroom. Praised be Jesus Christ.